we get on with it. You know, I thought the lads probably tired a little bit towards the end of the last game, which was a little bit of a concern. It would be nice to freshen it up, but we can't. So, you know, we've gone a little bit light at the right times in training and worked on things, you know, how to play against Shrewsbury and how to defend it. So the lads are certainly up for it, you know, and it's the FA Cup. It's a fantastic occasion, and hopefully, like I said, we can get something out of the game.
Yeah, you almost preempted my next question. Presumably you and Andy haven't had a look at training now because you've got a very small squad as things stand. Do you give them maybe an extra day off or something like that?
No. Probably the sessions have probably got a little bit shorter and sharper. But, you know, they do everything we ask them to do. So we've got no complaints whatsoever with the players. It's just now getting that matching information through to them. You know, we've seen Shrewsbury, we've seen the reserves. Yeah, they play the same way. And they've certainly got some good players. We've got to stop them. And then, like I said, once we do that and we get a foothold in the game, then I know we can go and cause them problems.
The chairman was telling us that when we spoke to him the morning before last, already 3,000 tickets for the game had gone, so you're going a much bigger crowd than normal.
Well, I think that'd be nice. It'd be nice to have that little bit of atmosphere. You know, we probably had it the first game of the season, and then obviously things haven't materialised as well as what we probably thought it was going to be. But now I think I think we'll actually see the loyal supporters that are coming in to actually back the club, you know, and I think that's the most important thing about the weekend.
Are any of those who've been out, are they close to coming back? Obviously, Luke Graham was on the bench, for example, last weekend. So, but you were telling me last week there were one or two you might have had to risk last week in order to get the squad together.
Yeah, I had to risk Luke and Josh, you know, and you can see Josh was probably limping a little bit towards the end of that last 5 minutes of putting him on. But, you know, they've both come through a week's of training, so I've got no problems with those two. But as for the others, Marley, Marlon, Chris Crothers, Towner, you know, they're probably still away.
I mean, just going down to the nitty-gritty, the chairman said the players would be paid, and I'm presuming the staff as well, yesterday. Did that happen?
Yeah, the players got paid yesterday, which was good. You know, I had to tell the boys on Friday that, you know, the pay wasn't going to be in there, so it's not ideal times to tell them before a game. But no, they have been paid in full, and fair play to the chairman, you know, and the directors, that they've worked hard with the supporters and everything, and the boys have been paid. So yeah, so you know, we are probably week to week or month to month, and you know, we just got to concentrate on the football now for the next few games because we've got some hard games in front of us.
Shrewsbury then, how do you see them setting out to play you?
I know the way Graham plays and John Truick, 4-2-4, you know, they play with wingers, they play good flowing football. So yeah, I think we know how they're going to play. Now it's up to us to try and give them problems.
There are so many ingredients in this, of course, for the supporters. Obviously, Graham Turner and John Truick coming back, you mentioned. There are several ex-Hereford players at Shrewsbury as well.
Yeah, of course there is. There's Aaron Wildig, Robert Purdy. Yeah, so the connection's good, but I think it just shows you what both sets of clubs are like. You know, they're both family clubs. I played with John Truick at Oxford. I coached with Gavin Ward at Wrexham. And, you know, they're good people, you know. So, but Graham, you know, hopefully he'll get the right reception because I think he thoroughly deserves it.
And I see the scaffolding's going up outside, so obviously there's a bit of extended TV highlights as well. It all just raises the profile a bit.
Yes, it's great, it's great. And like I said, hopefully that it's not a one-sided affair, and hopefully that we're right in amongst them right from the word go. You know, we certainly got to upset them, and hopefully our pitch might dig up a little bit, stop their flowing football, and who knows.